Okay. We're recording, but that was not the thing.
So I understand you've got a cold. I love talking about impacted mucus.
No, we're not starting there. Okay. The neti pot.
The neti pot.
Which you it's probably like little, have never used or ever heard of.
I've never used one. I've never heard of
You're
one.
You're missing out in your lifetime.
But it looks like a little tiny teapot with a short penis and a head and a tiny hole in the end. And you stick fucking thing in your nose.
Jesus.
And this makes impacted mucus fun.
Oh, my God.
I mean, who doesn't want a penis in their nose?
That's what we were talking about.
The penis in the nose.
No, we were talking about the sinus torture.
The sinus torture. So
I feel like that's what we were talking about.
Describe the sinus torture.
Well, no, that's not what we're talking about, something after the sinus torture. But the neti pot serves a very good purpose. You fill it with saline. You hold your mouth open to the side. It's kind of like jumping in a pool and taking a big douching of salt water or like chlorine up your nose. It's like that, but more gentle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it goes up through all your sinus cavity and out through your nose, and it cleanses and douches the sinus cavity so that they do not become impacted with mucus. And as someone who suffers from a very terrible condition of having one smaller sinus cavity in my left eye, I can say that this is a very important thing. You don't want to mess around with this.
Right.
And one time, I had allergies so bad that I was... So, my face was already fucked up from the allergies, right? And then I was driving down the road with the windows down, because that's fun. And something blew in and got in my tear duct, in my left eye, or probably in my eye and then somehow in my tear duct. Bottom line, ended up blocking my tear duct. And the ophthalmologist had to strap my face down in like this straight up... I mean, it looked like something out of, what was that guy that used to like hook the people up to the things and do experiments on them? Like chop off their brains halfway and stuff? There was a name for that guy.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. It was like that or any of those other weird serial killers. They strap your face in this leather strapped like plastic thing that holds you perfectly still. And then they stick a hose up your nose. And most people don't realize this. Through your brain... And out your tear duct. It's an actual thing.
So it's like getting a lobotomy, but
yes!
Not.
Kind of, but not. Basically the same.
That explains a lot.
Fuck you. Jeez. Comes up your nose and out your tear duct. And then the doctor said, if you never want to have this happen again, anytime your eye feels like full, basically, you want to make sure that you're douching this area, like either push it with a hot rag or use the neti pot. And so I take this very serious because I never want to go through this torture chamber.
I don't blame
ever
you.
Again.
I mean, you can only go through a lobotomy like once in a while, not every time you have impacted mucus.
I can't even laugh. Oh, my gosh. So the reason I think that we're all getting these wicked, horrible head colds is because everybody's locked up for 2 years and now they're all spreading their freaking germs.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so we've been locked up in these fucking cages for the past 2 years because, you know, Biden said so.
Well, half of us have.
Half of us have.
Slightly less than 88 million.
Those of us without cognitive dissonance have been out in the world.
Yes.
And doing stuff.
However, the super spreaders are now the people that were locked up in their homes.
Right.
And they're coming out and they're getting everything. And then it's like rapid fire across. And I firmly believe this.
Absolutely. So... You know, they've destroyed their immune systems, and now they're fucking up the rest of us.
I also firmly believe in the body's ability. I'm going to move that right there. In the body's ability to heal itself. I firmly believe, and this will segue nicely into our latent powers of the soul thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I firmly believe in the human body's ability to heal itself. And so, for example, I've been trying my damnedest not to take DayQuil. I'm a sucker for NyQuil. Give me all the fucking NyQuil. I like my sleep. If I can go into zombie status till the next morning to not choke on my snot and mucus all night, I'm in. I'm
totally.
I'm here for that. Give me the NyQuil. Although evidently, a shot of whiskey and some lemon and honey does the same thing as NyQuil.
It does a good job. It's the same shit.
I've heard this. So
alcohol is alcohol. Just saying.
I should probably. Well, that's what I'm drinking tonight.
We're good.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't do the NyQuil then, huh?
You don't need the NyQuil.
I'll probably do the NyQuil. I just like
Roman
the taste.
Roman Coke is good.
So
you just like the taste of it. Perfect. We have a NyQuil addict here.
I don't do it all the time. When I'm sick, it gives me comfort.
Okay. We'll go with that.
But actually, this is one area, like, you know, I've been struggling with this senior dog who had a stroke on Thursday, which has been a very traumatic experience of finding him under the deck, head twitching at 10 o'clock at night after a softball game. Anyway, but the point is, I do believe that taking the edge off of things that are painful, and the stroke, he's not in any pain, but I do believe that Winston, quit humping Walter. God damn. I do believe, we're going to talk about God, and I've already said Jesus and God.
I'm watching a little poodle hump a great big fucking dog. This is hilarious.
Not hilarious. The whole food chain is disrupted based upon what's happening with Dennis. Even Walter's humping Dennis. Dennis is with us. He's walked here. This is amazing. Anyway, the point is, I believe in taking the edge off of things, like, to help people through difficult things. And if taking the edge off my sleep, fine, give it to me. But the point is, you can do a lot of things with, like, magic tea, for example, that has Manuka honey. Manuka honey is amazing healing powers. I mean, really? People put that on burns and on different, like, infections, and it, like, sucks the shit out. Have you seen what a green tea puree can do for blackheads and stuff?
Yes, yeah, so.
Freaking crazy.
You know, bacteria cannot live in sugar. You get a wound, you put honey on it. Honey is pure sugar. Fucking kills it. Oh, immediately. Shit. Boom. Done.
Because someone that had a hole in their foot, a family member of mine, started doing that, healed up the infection stat.
Yeah. The bacteria cannot live in sugar.
Right.
And so the honey, doesn't matter what kind of honey it is, honey in general does that.
So I got this head cold from all the people who have decided it's okay to go out in the world.
Stuff honey up your nose.
I got that stuff.
Yeah?
Remember, Tucker and I used it that night.
Put it on your eyes and stuff it up your
nose?
No,
we got the Manuka honey.
And you're like,
I still have that.
I can't see it in my nose.
It's super sticky. Remind me to do that.
You sound like Willie Nelson. Anyway.
Holy shit, I forgot about that. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome.
I'm going to use the Manuka honey tonight. I need to find that thing.
Sorry.
I don't want to edit. Okay. Anyway, back to the thing. The thing was that,
can I put honey on your toes?
Stop. Licorice, lemon, Manuka honey, ginger, magic tea to heal you up. However, when it comes to nighttime and my nose is stuffy, I'm choking on my snot, and I've done the neti pot, and I've done all the things, fuck it. Give me the hardcore shit. I'm a fan of that.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. This is a good transition to the latent powers of the soul.
And
flat earthing and per dad.
And the latent heat of evaporation.
You want to explain that to me?
So.
Also, how was my flight? Was it terrible?
Your flight was awesome.
Head cold and all.
Head cold and all.
Were you super embarrassed by me?
There's nobody there to watch. Of course not.
No, but I mean, like, as far as flying goes, were you like,
No. We need to get you back up to speed, though. So the latent
heat... It wasn't terror. I would have survived.
Yeah, you would have survived. No problem.
You made a face. Okay.
It would have been fine.
The latent heat of evaporation. So. That's all I really want to know is, would I have survived?
You would have survived.
I would have done a go around.
You would have done a go around.
Actually, I probably would have stuck that shit without you, because I would have come in too low and slow and done my whole thing and fucking stuck it.
You would have stuck it. So the latent heat of evaporation. So the faster a liquid evaporates from the surface, the colder it gets. So on a hot...
Pause. Let me just digest that for a second. I want to make sure I'm tracking. The faster that water evaporates from the surface, the colder it gets.
Correct. So the latent heat of evaporation is the releasing of energy.
But you think then it would be hot.
No.
Latent heat.
It's the opposite of what people think.
That's weird.
So, you know, when you put air into a tire on a car, it compresses the air, it jams the molecules together, and the air heats up. When you take the...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Let the air out of a tire, it's releasing all that stored energy, and it cools off.
Right, that's why got it.
That's why it's cold.
Got it.
That's the latent heat of that's energy being released. So, anytime a liquid is evaporating rapidly, it doesn't matter if it's water, if it's gasoline, or whatever, the faster it evaporates, the colder it's going to get. The latent heat of evaporation. So on a hot summer day, it's 120 20 fucking degrees in Phoenix, Arizona. You step out of your pool and you're freezing your ass off because the humidity is like 5%. And you're freezing your ass off. The moisture is evaporating so fast from your body that it chills you that much.
Wow.
And so this is useless trivia. You're never going to need this in your entire life. But in ancient Egypt, in the palaces of the pharaohs and the queens, they had these huge shallow pools of water. And they used evaporative cooling to help keep the palaces cool.
Wow, that's fucking awesome and creative and brilliant.
Creative and brilliant. However, and researchers have found over the years that the water would evaporate. The humidity was so low that the water would evaporate fairly quickly. And at 120 degrees Fahrenheit, the water would evaporate so fast that the water would actually freeze in these pools. I mean, boom, rock solid, boom, done.
Okay, silly question. And maybe I haven't been tracking because, you know, the aforementioned head cold. However, I'm going to use that excuse because I like to use excuses when they're available.
Or it could be
me.
A blonde moment.
We'll
go with the cold.
I have those too. But how does a pool create that much energy to freeze? Like, it seems like it would be too much vast space.
Well, it's a shallow pool. It's a large area. And the water is evaporating so fast that it cools the pond off.
Okay.
And the faster the moisture evaporates from the pool, the quicker it cools down to, you know, freezing.
Okay, got it. That's incredible.
Water's a completely unstable element. It's kind of like the redhead you pick up at the bar.
Stop!
Totally unstable.
You've never done that.
Of course not.
Moving on.
The latent heat of souls.
No. First of all, I'm needing a moment.
Okay.
Second of all, you know, Dad mentioned tonight that water is naturally leveling.
Right.
I had forgotten about that. This is a very interesting fact, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because Dad was, you know, it's so funny to see my dad's progression over the course of the past 2 years where, you know, when I first started really kind of talking tinfoil hat stuff, he's like, Kayla, I just want to live my life. Let me be. And then Dad got on TikTok. Then it all went downhill from there. And it's so funny, like the, you know, various different things he follows. But the latest thing that Dad is learning about is flat earthing. And I actually had a flat earther on the former podcast, and he made some valid, intriguing, interesting points that caused me to think twice about the concept of a round earth. And, you know, obviously flying and things, I get lat long and all the different things associated with that. But like from a pure, you know, ethereal standpoint, like I've been listening to that Bible Mysteries podcast where there's the concept of the three heavens. There's talks on that podcast that you can look into the River Jordan and see this portal to what appears to be something below. You know, I wonder, you start to question, when you start to awaken, I feel like you start to question every narrative you've ever been fed.
Right.
And I find what's really interesting is today I read a meme on the whole Texas shooting in, what is it, Uvalde? How do you say it?
Uvalde.
And I told you earlier, I don't wage bets on names anymore because I've lost too many on that shit. You know, years ago when there were school shootings, I feel like that stuff did not have a portal to get out. The truth did not have a portal to get out.
Right.
But now it's readily available if you are following the right channels on social media and things. You can see, oh, wow, all of these, and we've talked about the school shooting in particular on a prior podcast, you know, wow, all of these police officers, SWAT team were standing, leaning up against the edge of a wall with their guns at rest, not even aimed for a shooter.
Mm-hmm.
For a solid hour prior to the shooter being apprehended or shot dead or whatever. I don't even know what happened actually, because I knew it was all fucking bullshit. But the point is that for an hour prior, they were literally doing nothing. Then you come to find out that, yeah, the police chief actually donated to the fund of this particular Texas politician who is now raving about how there needs to be gun control.
Right.
That shit didn't come out during Sandy Hook. That shit didn't come out during Columbine. It was not available during these prior shootings like it is now.
Right. No, it wasn't.
And so the flat earth concept isn't all that far-fetched, I don't think.
You know, it's an interesting idea, but I don't buy it. You know,
is that your cognitive dissonance?
That's my cognitive dissonance speaking.
I mean, I wonder if you were to sit down with a flat earther like I did for like an hour. And granted, at the end of the hour, I was pretty fucking convinced it was flat earth. But then I went back to my normal life and was like, yeah, no, the earth is round.
Yeah, no. You know, I've flown enough. You know, I've been up high enough you can see the curvature of the earth.
I've seen that too. You know? Yes.
And it's hard to deny that there's a fucking...
There's a curve.
There's a curve.
There's a curve.
And, you know, if you continue to fly in one direction, you'll eventually end up where you start.
But
you can't
get
around that.
Okay, but what if, and this is getting really woo-woo, but what if there is a level above and a level below that our human minds, as they are right now, cannot see but exist?
Okay.
What if both the round earthers and the flat earthers are right? Have you ever seen that meme of one guy standing over here and one guy standing over here and they're looking at the number 69?
Yeah.
And the guy says that's a 9 and the other guy says that's a 6?
Yeah.
They're both right?
They're both right.
Yeah. I wonder how much of this is that?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know either.
But, you know, I think, you know.
Is it either or either?
Either. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato.
Yeah, but see, this is the whole thing. We were talking earlier about star anise. Star anise. Star, and how do you say it? Anise?
Anise.
Anise. Star anise.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. One time somebody said to me that people say Taco Bell differently if you're from the East Coast or the West Coast. You're from the East Coast. How do you say it?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
How do you say it?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Are we saying it different?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We'll have to ask listeners that.
But evidently there are people that say Taco Bell and there are people that say Taco Bell or something. I don't know. Okay. The airplanes that we fly, they have a certain kind of round thing in a certain kind of position. What is that airplane called? Let's say it together on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Tailwheel.
Tailwheel.
You didn't say it at the same time.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But you know what the fuck it... Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Tailwheel.
Say it again.
Again.
No. Say that word again.
Tailwheel.
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 My mom thinks that we're all saying tailwheel.
Tailwheel?
Tailwheel.
Tailwheel.
She's like, it's not a tailwheel. It's a tailwheel. How are we saying it? I don't know.
Well, it's just conventional gear.
Well, you know, in the olden days, they were tail draggers because they didn't even have a wheel.
Right, they dragged their tail.
Post.
A stick.
A stick. Tail draggers. Okay, Latent Powers of the Soul. Book written in the 1970s by a man whose name is forsaken me, but it's something like Wes Chapman, something like that. I'll put it in the show notes. The idea... This is getting to be a very woo-woo podcast. My old listeners from Be You Find Happy will really appreciate this one because all the woo-woo stuff happened on Be You Find Happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finally coming to a space where I feel like I can talk about this stuff without worrying about the devil coming to my bed and choking my throat.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. The latent power of the soul says that at the time that Adam was created, he had incredible powers. Incredible, unfathomable human powers that we do not know of in their full capacity today. And that when Satan made his way to the Garden of Eden and the fall of Eve and ultimately the fall of Adam happened, when God said, Adam, you will now, you know, toil the earth and be made to work the soil to feed yourself, and Eve, you will have excruciating pain in childbirth, those powers were still within him, but they were trapped.
Right.
In his soul. The powers of understanding astrology and the powers of that, the powers of hypnosis and healing the human body and all of the things that we see in a lot of modern, I'll say modern, but religions like Buddhism and Hinduism and that we see the powers of people that seem to be able to heal other humans and things like that. And the idea is that Satan has been gifted control, domain over all the souls of the earth, and that Jesus Christ was sent to redeem their spirit, and that if they follow the word of Jesus Christ, then their spirit goes with God, as in the Father in heaven. And if they are trapped by Satan, that their soul goes to hell.
Right.
Are you tracking me?
I'm tracking.
But the idea is that Satan has domain and can give people access to these latent powers that are stored within the soul.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I've always felt that there's more than what I have access to. I can feel that there's something there, but I can't get to it.
Right.
I've always felt that.
Right.
And that makes perfect sense to me.
It makes perfect sense to me too. And I have experienced and lived that. And I've talked about it in prior podcast episodes where I really felt the power of certain things like manifestation, meditation, numerology, astrology. And it wasn't until I had my experience that I realized that how dangerous it really was. I didn't know. Okay. Right. The other thing, so if you're interested or intrigued by that at all, I'm going to leave that there. Read the book. Go with what feels good to you. Moving on to, this is an important topic that we want to talk about the other day. Why are there rules for some, but not all?
That's a really good question.
And how do you get to the place where there's no rules for thee? You know, I got a tax bill the other day that was penalties and interest. And we've talked about taxes in the past. We won't elaborate long on this, but penalties and interest for making the payment the day that it was due. Evidently, the electronic whatever didn't go through. CPA is working on it. But the bottom line is, they wanted $500 more after $50,000.
Right.
Who are these fucking evil people who get away with not paying shit and have money in fucking Russia or Ukraine or wherever the fuck their money is? And they have no fucking rules. Literally, you can be sex trafficking children and doing horrific crimes to them. But if you're a black man trying to make a fucking living, you're getting arrested for not having the proper plates on your fucking car.
Right. That's the true crime right there.
That's the fucking true crime. It's, I mean, bullshit.
Not having the proper plates on your car? Oh my God, it's the end of the fucking world.
It is.
But, you know, if you're hiding money and laundering money through Ukraine or Russia or wherever.
No, don't notice it.
And
no
you're
big
sex
deal.
Trafficking children, it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's perfectly fine. So I mean, why are certain people held accountable and others are not?
I tried to look up the Ashley Biden bullshit on DuckDuckGo, which is now evidently owned by Google. Bottom line, try to look it up. And you know what pops up? Eric Trump Jr., blah, blah, blah. First whole page of news was Eric Trump Jr. when I typed in Ashley Biden halfway house.
Right.
What the fuck?
They're hiding it.
They're fucking hiding it.
They're actively hiding the truth.
And it's like, oh, the laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop has finally come to the mainstream. What the? Literally, we were all aware of this fucking laptop with all of this horrific, him blowing coke off of porn stars. No, an underage sex trafficked child's ass. While doing inappropriate. 2 years ago, we knew about this. You know what's crazy? Simone Gold, who stood out on the Capitol and talked about hydroxychloroquine. That's all she talked about. Hey, there's a very inexpensive drug that we use in foreign countries all the time to treat various parasites and things that is very common and prescribed for international travelers called hydroxychloroquine, is now serving 2 months in prison, federal prison, for spreading false information. That is not false information.
No, it isn't.
What the fuck planet are we living on?
We're living on a flat earth. We're living on a planet, a flat earth, where the president of the United States is molesting underage children.
Including his own daughter.
Including his own daughter.
As reported by her.
as reported by his own daughter. My father
took showers with me at the age of 14 and did inappropriate things to me. Look it up, folks. You're going to have to go 4 or 5 pages deep on your DuckDuckGo search or whatever the fuck you're using. Continue on. Sorry, I'm
sorry, gonna tone it but we down. we have the president of the United States of America that everyone knows is molesting little underage children, girls for sure, boys probably.
Funny thing is, the voters listen to this like, they have no facts, they have no basis. Wait 2 years, that shit'll come out.
That shit'll come out in 2 more years. You know, the Ashley Biden diary, it's fucking fact, and it's right there in front of everybody. What's happening to these assholes? Absolutely fucking nothing, because they are above the law.
They're above the law.
The people that throw us in fucking jail will not touch these people.
No. No, they will not. And, I mean, and this just speaks to the evil.
And it speaks to the evil.
The depths of the evil. For a policeman, a SWAT guy, whatever the hell he was, bomb squad, who knows what, to be leaning up against a wall with his gun at his side, on video for a full hour while shots are being fired at innocent fucking children.
Right.
Is evil of a new level. And if you are listening to this podcast and you think we are fucking crazy, do your research. Wake up.
Wait, wait, wait. CNN and the president tell us, do not do your own research. Do not do
that
this.
That is a danger. That is terrorism.
Believe.
You are a domestic terrorist if you do your own research.
Believe what
Critical
CNN says.
Critical thinking is bad.
Believe what the president says. Do not do this research.
Because that should be enough for any logical-minded person to go, huh.
Right?
What? I mean, I was the kid that grew up, like, pushing the limits that way. I never accepted the bottom line for the answer, right? Like, I always wanted to know, but why? Like, that's what the podcast is all about. But to me, and I've had this conversation with you, how have people not been aware or had access to this information at this point? How have you lived 2.5 years with your freedom stripped, being forced to do things, losing. I mean, just fill up your gas tank.
Right.
What have you done to your children? You've suffocated them and taken them away from every normal social existence that they should have as a child. At what point do you wake up? I feel like at this point they can't be woken.
If you're not awake at this point, you're not going to be awake.
And drag queens leading story time?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, legitimately, where, how?
Drag queen in every school.
I'm having a really hard time getting my head around how we got from there to here in such a short amount of time. And I know it's mass formation psychosis. I understand the concept, but as a psychologist, but it's still really challenging for me to know that there are so many people that are living in this level of naivety, head in the sand, that feels like an extreme violation. Mm-hmm. Like, it really seems to me, like, as a witness to this, it's painful to watch.
Right.
It is painful at this point. It was funny at first. It is painful at this point to pass someone on a hiking trail with a mask on, to pass someone in their car alone with a mask on. It is sad to me.
It's friggin' horrific that our own government and our mass media have promoted this lie.
And it's generations. That's the thing. I mean, my dad was saying that today. You know, my dad being, what, 60 some odd years old, 5, 4, 3 maybe. He's saying, oh, look, the red planet. My dad is saying at this point, everything, and my mom said this too, you know, we were told that we're supposed to work hard and then we enjoy our golden years with our retirement, and we live that lie. And here we are in our golden years, gas so expensive that we can't do those road trips across America in the fifth wheel or the motorhome that we thought we were going to do. And literally everything that we have ever been told is a fabrication and a lie. And now to the point where my dad is even questioning if the earth is round. And I'm not judging. I'm saying legitimate. I am questioning the same things.
Right.
Did we ever land on the moon? Buzz Aldrin says no. Look that up. You won't find that. You'll have to search real deep in the archives for that one.
Yep. You know, it's an interesting thing. Like, I remember being a young child And, you know, both of my parents worked for retirement. And I remember thinking to myself, knowing, actually, something inside me knew that none of it made any sense. It's like, what are we doing this for? What's the point? It's a lie. I knew it was a lie. It wasn't, you know, the only thing you're doing by working for retirement, putting money in these retirement programs, is you're putting money in somebody else's pocket. They're going to take that fucking money and they're going to run. You know what's in your retirement account? Zero. They've taken that fucking money. They've stolen it from you. There's some numbers on a balance sheet, but it's not there.
And so Dad asks, why are they doing all of this? And my answer was, it's the final countdown, right? Like, is this the final, this is the end of days. This is it. It talks about in numerous books I've read, especially on Helena Blavatsky and people who might be familiar with New Age and things like that. This has been years of preparation for the final battle, for Armageddon. Right. I mean, it cannot be explained in any other way other than biblical prophecy.
Right.
Like, and whether you've liked God and all of the things that people have shouted on podiums and, you know, yelled about purgatory or not, the book was written, and the book has not been wrong so far.
The book has not been wrong. And what's interesting is, you know, with the United Nations and the Davos Agenda and the World Economic Forum, you know, they've got all these different things, you know, like, you know.
Let me pause you. By the way, Dave Crenshaw, who wrote the book called Fortitude, which was one of, I freaking loved that read. He's the guy that had the eye blown off in the military.
Right. He's a rhino now, by the way.
He's a freaking rhino. So I wanted to say that on this podcast because I have shouted the praises of that book, Fortitude. This is another thing, right? Like, how many fucking times do we turn around and go, no shit, you too?
Right.
You too. All the businesses that I have supported and purchased from. And it's like, oh my God, it's so deep.
It's
the swamp is deep.
The roots, the tentacles are on everything.
Oh, so gross. That visual when you said tentacles. I freaking love octopus, but that is a freaking disgusting. Tentacles are that is like everything. The Kraken status. Like,
right. Tentacles.
So the point being, you know, Dad's question was, what's the end game, right? And
oh, I remember. So, you know.
Continue on.
You know, like.
Also, I want to talk about QAnon. Continue.
QAnon. So, you know, when you look at, like, the United Nations, the Davos Agenda, World Economic Forum, you know, you look at these things like, you know, Agenda 21, Agenda 22, all this other stuff. Agenda 30, that's the last one.
There ain't no more.
There's nothing after Agenda.
We got 8 years of good times, folks.
We got 8 years of good times to go.
You heard it here first.
And that's it. Agenda 2030.
And we've been pretty ahead of Joe Rogan on all this shit.
We're like 2 years ahead of fucking Joe Rogan
no,
on this shit.
No, kidding. Because he's got so many people in place that don't let him, like, probably roll with what he wants to talk about and his stuff. I mean, this podcast, before I canceled everybody because you were the best podcast guest ever.
You're silly.
No. This podcast used to be scheduled out quite a few months. Mm-hmm. I mean, months. Like, up until October. And I canceled all the guests.
Right. So, 2030 is
the... Joe Rogan's probably booked out 2 years. Anyways, the point.
Right. But the point is, you know, 2030 is the last date that these assholes have for any of their fucking agendas. 2030 is the last year of what we have in front of us. That's the end date. I guarantee it. There's nothing after that.
Gosh. And so trials and tribulations is 7. So we've got one more year before shit gets rough. Famine right. And all that. And we're already seeing the signs of
that. We're starting to see that now.
But QAnon. I mean, this is how I, like many others, was first introduced to this world. And it's not to say that I didn't question things always. It's that I had a naivety of enjoying my life, which I think was true of many people. And the QAnon movement, while, you know, the Pizzagate scandal and all that shit has kind of, like, been made fun of, whether it's latent powers of the soul or whether it's predictive programming or whatever it is, the things that were laid out by Q, you can't stop what's coming. The different words that they use, it's not been wrong.
No, it hasn't.
And That's terrifying because it all ties into biblical prophecy as well, which makes me question, is that being fed from the dark side? It's hard to tell. Discernment and vigilance is, I think, what is the most important thing. What I know for me to be true is that I don't want to miss the signs for when certain things happen, most notably when the Antichrist comes on scene.
Right.
And I think there will be many of us that will be duped by that.
I think so.
Even those of us that have been so firm in don't get jabbed, don't this, don't that, which, by the way, sudden adult death syndrome, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? Oh, yeah, it's normal all of a sudden for healthy adult individuals to drop dead.
Right.
Makes you question all of it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, we know that's jab-oriented. We fucking know that. You know what's funny? Every day somebody's telling me about a funeral or memorial service that they're going to. I don't even ask at this point. I don't even ask if they're jabbed. It's just like, they dropped dead of a stroke. I don't know if they had a heart attack. It was so weird. They were perfectly healthy and they just didn't. It's mind-blowing how people are not drawing the connection to the rapid mortality of humans that is occurring. Have you ever in your lifetime heard of so many funeral and memorial services? Ever? Don't just say I'm getting old. It's not that. I'm not that old.
Right.
There are no more baby showers. Oh, P.S. Did you see that they just released information that, sperm counts are incredibly low in people that have had two doses of any of the COVID-19 vaccines.
Right. It's a depopulation scheme. Nothing to do with stopping a virus.
And you know what's sad is the number is 500 million.
Right.
Fuck. How many do we have? 7 billion?
Something like that.
That's a lot of death.
It's a lot of death.
In what amount of time? Is it 1 year or 7 or 8? I'm curious. I mean, I'm really curious about that.
Well, I don't know.
I've been on a NyQuil thing in like 3 days of like emotional sadness regarding the 15-year-old dog. Am I talking crazy?
No.
Are you sure? You keep me in check, right?
Maybe a little delirious, but not crazy.
It's a lot delirious.
It's a lot.
Is it too much to publish?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because I don't get this delirious. I usually keep a pretty even level head
when
it comes to podcasting, not when it comes to things like your exes.
Right.
Anyway.
So this is one of the fears I have is that, you know, my ex is going to jab my sons.
Get me started on that. Like, and not even fucking talk okay about that until shit. That point, and then I couldn't even handle it. It's so funny when we got in the car the other day and he's like, I had to go get my shots. And I'm like, stop the fucking car. Where? What did they do? Like, oh yep. My God. That was so traumatic. That was so traumatic.
Yep.
Anyway, my greatest thing in life is being a mom. It's like my greatest thing in life.
Yeah, I could love being a dad.
I could lose everything, but if you take my kid, check please, stick a fork in me, take me off the planet.
Right.
I don't want to be here anymore. I got nothing.
Right.
Like, you got three. Not, I've, now, mind you, I have worked with people, many people who have lost a children. In my psychotherapy practice, who have lost a child in my psychotherapy practice. And there is no pain greater. And you've talked about this too. But you still have others that you have to live for.
Right.
You don't have a choice.
Right.
I got one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. Like, after that, I'm done.
It's, losing a child is undescribably difficult. And unless you've been down that road, you have no fucking idea what it's like.
No
idea.
And you know what's sad is I think a lot of people are about to experience that.
Mm-hmm.
With the vaccines now being approved for 5 and under, with them pushing 5-12.
Yep.
Anytime you want to end, I'm good.
I gotta pee.
I have to pee really bad.
I gotta pee really bad.
I feel like this is a good one.
I'm gonna go off the fence.
What does that mean?
I gotta pee over the rail.
Okay.
I gotta go.
Okay, me too. Stand by.
Are you the type of person who never accepted the standard answer? This is the But Why podcast, where we flip the script on everything you thought you knew, answer the questions you didn't want to ask, and trigger your mind as we seek the truth to the greatest misconceptions. I'm Michaela Renee Johnson, and welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining us on the But Why podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you liked it, click subscribe, share with your friends, and we'll see you next week.